Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I saw this story and I had sent it to Carver High thinking, I wonder if anything will come of this. And it was a story about some rape allegations at Duke, right? From like 20 years ago, something like that, right? And I was sitting there and I'm thinking, what is this about? And then tonight, we found out why. And I don't have, I can't find it. But all I know is this. Corey Maggette, who is on Clippers broadcasts, he does Fox Sports West color for the Clippers. He was pulled from tonight's game with the Timberwolves after a New York Times story came out saying that the woman who accused the lieutenant governor of Virginia of rape claims at the same time that Corey Maggette allegedly raped her while he was at Duke 20 years ago. According to the report, Duke officials, quote, did not pursue the claim, end quote. And she claims, allegedly, that Maggette raped her at Duke 20 years ago, and the school officials did not pursue the claim, according to a childhood friend of the woman and Facebook messages the woman exchanged with other friends. Maggette's 39. He played at Duke from 98 and 99 before being selected by the Sonics with the 13th pick of the draft and played 14 seasons in the league. So he got pulled from the game tonight, and Mike Hill was calling a game with Ralph Lawler. He had to attend a personal matter. Now we know what it is. A spokeswoman for Fox Sports West said that they take the allegations seriously and are looking into it. Maggette said, quote, he denied the accusation through a spokesman. It has only been through media accounts and a statement from this woman's lawyer that I first learned or heard of anything about these allegations. Quote, I have never sexually assaulted anyone in my life, and I completely and categorically deny any such charge, end quote. The report comes after Duke released a statement on Saturday saying they were opening an investigation regarding allegations involving a former player in 99. The statement said that Coach K confirms he had no knowledge of the conduct from 99. There you go. They've never heard of it.
I'm sorry. I just do not believe that. I don't. Even if there was an accusation, something like that, these guys, we talk about this all the time with these college coaches.
Coach Pitino never knew anything.
Whether it be Paterno, whether it be all these guys, Paterno, Pitino, all these guys that we've, Baylor, all these guys that we've ever talked about.
I never knew that my coach was beating his wife.
They know everything that's happening with their players. Everything they know. So they can say all they want. I don't know anything about it from 20 years ago. They know everything with these guys. It's their players. It's their kids. They know, okay? And even basketball, you're only responsible for what? 15 or 16 of them at a time?
Right.
Whereas in football, you're responsible for, 60 or 70, a little bit harder. But basketball, you got a lot less guys you're responsible for.
I guess my question would be, how are they going to do anything about it from 20 years ago? What are they going to do, drudge up a bunch of people from 20 years ago and get them to testify to something that they don't remember?
I don't know how that stuff works with the law.
I don't know. Well, I'll say this. I don't know how you forget it if you did it, right? If you did it, that's the one thing that you can't walk away from, if you ask me. If you actually did it, how do you deny it? Like, or if you did it, you remember it, right? Like, so if you committed some heinous crime in your lifetime, 10 years, 20 years ago, do you think you'd remember it? Of course you would. And you'd seal it, right? You'd lie about it. It never happened. I never did it, right? Time heals everything. No, it doesn't. Do you think that, so you think that they knew? If it happened, they knew.
I'm just saying, like, even an accusation. I'm not saying that it happened or that they knew it happened. I'm saying if there was an accusation, they knew about it.
Well, why would, in God's name, why would she bring it up now? And she claims, apparently what I'm seeing is she claims that she said something then and that Duke did nothing about it. They didn't pursue it. So obviously they weren't having it. They weren't going to deal with her. And they weren't going to put up with it, right? They're Duke. They don't need this. We'll just wash our hands of her and it.
What about the police?
Well, I don't know. I mean, now it's all going to come out, right? I mean, at some point or another, aren't they going to get police involved, school police, something? If there was a report 20 years ago of a rape accusation against a basketball player at Duke, it's beyond me that nobody knows anything about it. It's absolutely, that's just not going to jive. I'm not buying that either, just like Carver High, that somebody knew something, whether it's campus police, the Duke basketball athletic department, Krzyzewski, somebody. Can you imagine now even Duke, like, can you believe it? Aren't they the shiny example of greatness? Duke basketball, they're perfect, right? They don't do anything wrong. They don't cheat. Coach K's like Bob Knight, never cheated a day in his life. They got the spit shine your shoes program. They're absolutely never had a problem ever. Right? I mean, they're just the greatest thing ever. Now there's rape allegations against Duke. Can you imagine? The whole world's going to stop. They'll still get every call in every game they play. It's unbelievable watching. I can't even believe watching them play basketball, literally, how many calls they get. I mean, it is. All you have to do is watch. For one day, just watch them play for 40 minutes. They'll get 20 more calls than the team they're playing. I mean, it never ends. It really never ends, the amount of calls they get. I can't even take it anymore. I was talking to Goodman about it, right? Watching this guy, Zion Williams. They showed him missing that dunk last week about 5 million times on ESPN. It makes me sick to my stomach. It really does. So there you go. Corey Maggette having a bad night. Looks like he's got some headaches on his hands now. What could be worse than being accused of rape 20 years later, right? I mean, honestly, 20 years after the fact, they're saying, this chick's saying, what is the deal with this chick too, by the way? I have to say, she's really on a tear, right? And she just accused, right, the lieutenant governor of Virginia of rape. And now while she's at it, she throws in Corey Maggette. Is that not bizarre? Like, how many more is she going to rattle off by the end of the week? Is she just going through a whole, like, Rolodex of rape? I don't get it. What's going on here? Does anyone do that? Have you ever seen anyone do two different people in one week? Seriously, no one can even make this stuff up, can you? First of all, I had never heard of this guy, the lieutenant governor of Virginia, until I heard about her allegations, right? Now that guy's running from cameras down the hallway at work. The governor of Virginia, he's having a bad one too, right? He's the one that had the blackface scandal. And then his lieutenant governor, like a day later, gets accused of rape. And now the same woman accuses Corey Maggette of rape. I mean, this is all within like 4 or 5 days, right? Is it not? That's got to be somewhat weird, isn't it? Nobody thinks? Like somebody said to me, remember the one day, Mavia, I had another funeral. How many funerals can you go to in a week? Do people really go to 2, 3, 4 funerals a week? is that possible? I mean, you're really having a bad week if you hit 3 funerals in 1 week, aren't you? I think you are. I mean, I'm not making light of it or being funny. I'm just telling you. Like, I heard somebody say to me the other day they had gone to multiple funerals. I'm like, Jesus, how many can you go to in a week? So anyway, that's crazy. But Corey Maggette having to get yanked off the broadcast tonight.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.